Michelle Grattan is in our Parliament House studios this morning and was listening in. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Hi, Hamish.
Are you surprised to hear from Michelle Landry that she hasn't had a conversation with Adani's CEO until now, asking about the specific number of ongoing jobs related to this mining project?
Well, clearly the politicians have been very active on this issue, and they do believe, and the advocates of the mine do believe, that there are plenty of jobs in it. This question of jobs has been much disputed, though, in the argument about the mine. I think that politicians often talk in generalities rather than detail, and perhaps that's what we were seeing, but the coalition politicians have been very strong on this issue, and one of their arguments has been jobs. The opponents have said, well, there are not as many jobs as has been promoted, and there are, of course, other issues at stake.
But if the key argument is jobs, isn't the number of jobs a pretty key detail?
It is a key detail, and I think that detail has been fought over in this whole argument about the mine, and both the numbers, which are disputed, and whether the number is a justification for the project generally.
All right. The government has an unlikely ally in its support for the Adani project. That's the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union, the CFMMEU. Your piece today in the conversation, I read, is focusing on the efforts of Anthony Albanese to reset Labor's relationship with the union following this row with the Victorian Secretary John Setcar. Doesn't this actually, though, highlight that neither Anthony Albanese or Sally McManus really have much authority over John Setcar anyway?
I guess that the developments in the issue in the coming weeks will determine that. I think they're perhaps in different positions. Anthony Albanese is saying that he should be expelled from the ALP. He's been suspended this week. But I think there's no doubt that the Labor leader will get his way and John Setcar will go from the ALP. As for what will happen within the union movement, this is a pretty interesting situation because Sally McManus was very strong yesterday. She was relying not on what John Setcar was alleged to have said about Rosie Batty at internal union meeting, but his behaviour more generally and the fact that this whole controversy is really distracting and reflecting badly on the union movement. And she is insistent that he should stand down from his union position. This is not an argument about the ALP in her case, but the union position. And he is defiant and saying, no, I won't do that. Now, I think Sally McManus is relying on the fact that she has strong unions behind her position and that over the weeks to come, which will involve a court case too that's ongoing, that he will in fact be forced to reconsider his position either by the union or by his own decision.
Let's just talk about tax cuts if we can briefly, Michelle. Matthias Cormann once again affirming the government's decision to get its $158 billion package through in full. What hope does the government have at this stage that it won't need a deal with the backbenchers?
I think it's hard to predict. There's still a few weeks to go and there's a lot of posturing. The government says no deal. Labor says we're thinking about the situation. Everyone supports the first stage of these tax cuts, of course. But the crossbench is also posturing. We heard from Pauline Hanson, who was linking it to other issues, including a coal-fired power station, which seemed a bit of a stretch. I think that there'll be a lot of to-ing and fro-ing before we see who blinks first. But obviously, someone will blink.
Michelle Grattan, as always, thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Hamish.
Michelle Grattan is the Conversation's Chief Political Correspondent and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.